Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. In September 2015, 3-year-old Nolan Scully had a stuffy nose. And at first, his mother, Ruth Scully, thought it was a simple cold. However, soon he had trouble breathing, and medicine wasn't helping. 2 months later, the doctors discovered that he had a tumor causing the blockage in his airways. In November 2015, he was diagnosed with a rare soft tissue cancer. And so for a year and a half, Ruth shared Nolan's brave struggle with cancer on a Facebook page called Nolan Strong. Over 350,000 people followed the page, cheering on Nolan and supporting him in his fight. On February 1st, 2017, their oncologist delivered some bad news. The CT scans revealed large tumors that were compressing Nolan's bronchial tubes and heart, just 4 weeks after he had open chest heart surgery. According to the doctor, the cancer was, quote, spreading like wildfire, and treatment wasn't working. The best they could do was keep the 4-year-old comfortable as he quickly deteriorated. On her Facebook page, Ruth recalls the last conversation she had with her son. "Me. Poo. It hurts to breathe, doesn't it?" "Nolan. Well, yeah. You're in a lot of pain, aren't you, baby?" Nolan looked down. "Yeah." "Poot, you don't have to fight anymore." "Nolan. I don't?" But then he said, "But I will for you, Mommy." "No, Poot, is that what you've been doing? Fighting for Mommy?" "Well, duh." "Nolan Ray, what is Mommy's job?" "To keep me safe." "Honey, I can't do that anymore here. The only way I can keep you safe is in heaven. So I'll just go to heaven and play until you get there? You'll come, right?" "Absolutely. You can't get rid of Mommy that easy." At around 9 p.m. that night, Ruth asked Nolan if she could take a shower. She was nervous about leaving him, but he assured her that he would be waiting. Ruth then wrote, "They said the moment the bathroom door clicked, he shut his eyes and went into a deep sleep, beginning the end of life passing. When I opened the bathroom door, his team was surrounding his bed, and every head turned to look at me with tears in their eyes. They said, 'Ruth, he's in a deep sleep. He can't feel anything.' I ran and jumped into bed with him and put my hand on the right side of his face. Then a miracle that I will never forget happened. My angel took a breath, opened his eyes, smiled at me, and said, 'I love you, Mommy.' He turned his head toward me, and at 11:54 p.m., he passed away, as I was singing 'You Are My Sunshine' in his ear." But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. Today is both Palm Sunday and Passion Sunday. It is the day we both celebrate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem and the day we remember his passion. And although we're familiar with the story, the last verse of the reading today jumped out at me. Right, we're so used to hearing about how all of his disciples ran away and left him alone on the cross. Sometimes we hear about how some of the women stayed. But listen to that verse again. But all his acquaintances, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, watching these things. According to Luke, all of his friends, the men and the women, were still there, watching what happened. They couldn't leave him. Just like Ruth couldn't leave Noah. And I imagine Jesus' friends were feeling what Ruth was feeling. She knew what was happening to her son. And he knew it too. And she knew there wasn't a thing she could do to stop him from dying. Jesus' friends knew that too. They saw Jesus there. Not wasting away from cancer, but hanging on the cross. Dying a slow, painful death. And they couldn't do a thing to stop it. But they didn't go anywhere. Sometimes in the face of death, people do turn away. They do run, as the other gospel accounts say. They can't face it. Like sometimes if a friend or loved one is dying, some people might say, "Oh, even though I want to visit them, I just can't bring myself to do it. I don't want to see them like this. I want to remember them when they were happy and healthy, not sick and dying." And that kind of reaction is understandable. No one really wants to see death. Especially when it happens to someone you love. Typically, we try to keep death at a distance. We talk about someone passing away instead of dying. We let funeral homes put them in their best clothes and give them some makeup, so it looks like they're simply taking a nap in a three-piece suit. We walk away from the graveside before the casket is lowered in the ground and the dirt is put on top. Sometimes we don't want to look at the reality of death. But then again, sometimes we stay. Sometimes we watch. Sometimes, like Jesus' friends and Ruth Scully, we can't turn away. In those earlier moments when Nolan was still fighting against his cancer, perhaps Ruth didn't turn away because of hope. Like those 350,000 Facebook followers, I bet they were full of hope for Nolan too. And in those early moments when Jesus was taken from the garden, and even when he was before Herod and Pilate, perhaps the disciples stayed out of hope. Maybe they thought things might turn around. Maybe there might be some miracle and things would get better. But things did not get better. But they still stayed. And sometimes we still stay. But why? Why do we stay with those who are dying when we know there is no hope of things improving? We stay because we love them. We want to stick with them to the very end. No matter what pain they're going through, whether it's cancer or the cross, we want them to know that we are there with them and we love them. But of course, the story of Jesus on the cross is not about those who stayed. It's about him. And the story Ruth Scully told isn't really about her. It's about her 4-year-old son, Noah. Poot, you don't have to fight anymore. I don't? But I will for you, Mommy. No, Poot, is that what you've been doing? Fighting for Mommy? Well, duh. This isn't just about Ruth's love for Nolan. It's also about Nolan's love for her. And the story of Jesus' passion isn't about his friends standing there and watching these things. It's about his love for them. So let me say it a different way. Jesus stayed. He stayed with his friends. He stays with us. He stays with you. But why? Why does he stay with us who are dying when he knows there is no hope of things improving? Why does he join those two thieves on the cross? Why does he die? Because he loves us. Because he loves you. He wants to stick with you to the very end. No matter what pain you're going through, whether it's cancer or the cross or whatever the crisis might be, Jesus wants you to know that he is here with you and he loves you. He is not going anywhere. Ruth Scully may have been right there at Nolan's side as he died, but he was also right there at her side. Jesus' friends might have been watching at the foot of the cross, but Jesus was right there with them. With his arms stretched wide, he basically said to them, I love you this much. Sometimes we want to turn away because we can't stand the pain in life. But Jesus never turns away. He didn't turn away from his disciples or from Ruth Scully or from Nolan Scully or from you or from me. Jesus comes to you in your pain when no one else will. He goes with you even unto death. And he loves you with a love that breaks the grip of death. Is that what you've been doing? Fighting for us? Well, duh. In the name of the one who loves you even unto death, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.